Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, we'll have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. On our show today, we have a very inspirational woman here to share the power of story to transform lives. Linda Joy has built two successful publishing companies using her model of collaboration and relationship building. In less than 5 years, she's brought Aspire magazine to the forefront of women's inspiration. She's a conscious entrepreneur, speaker, and publisher. Linda is living her soul's purpose of inspiring women to live deeper, more authentic, and inspired lives, whether through the pages of Aspire magazine, speaking to groups, or through her heart-centered collaboration with other women in business. In her 20-year journey from single welfare mother to award-winning entrepreneur, Linda knows firsthand the power of passion, courage, faith, and perseverance in overcoming obstacles to achieve your dreams. She's walked the walk, and she believes there's no failures in life, just lessons to be learned and shared. Her personal journey encourages and inspires other women to believe in themselves and the power of their dreams and to show them that anything is possible. So I met Linda, I'm not sure how long ago, but a number of months back, in the process of becoming one of the contributing authors to the book that Linda has just published, A Juicy, Joyful Life. And I am very honored and thrilled to have our juicy, joyful guest, Linda Joy, on the show today. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Linda.
Hello. It's glad to be here. It's great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear your voice. I love hearing the East Coast accent, but I guess I could say that I'm the one with the accent maybe, but not sure how that works. So, well, everybody around here talks like me, so to me you have an accent.
Yeah, and I have a little different one. A lot of people think it's New York instead of Massachusetts, so I always get teased.
It does sound like New York. So could we begin by you just telling the listeners a little bit about A Juicy, Joyful Life? The best-selling book that you just published?
Sure. Back in January just of this year, I just decided that after 5 years of publishing Aspire, which, as you mentioned earlier, is an inspirational magazine for women, the one thing I learned on that journey was that women were attracted to content that made them go deeper. You know, between mass media and everything else, that's always telling us to look outside of ourselves for happiness, for contentment, for meaning. I learned that what women want is actually the exact opposite. So I decided to use our platform, and I launched Inspired Living Publishing. And A Juicy, Joyful Life, I knew was going to be the name of the first book. And basically what it is we all go through I want to say challenges, and I really, truly believe that no matter what you go through, that you can find the lessons and insights from within that journey. So A Juicy, Joyful Life is really a book of stories written by phenomenal women, including you, Lynette, that is really sharing with the readers from a place of, look, it doesn't matter where you've been, what you've gone through, the trauma or the victimhood that you've experienced. What matters is how you come out the other end. And 41 amazing women opened up their hearts and shared the moment when they realized that they had moved through and were no longer a victim, but were instead squeezing the zest out of life. And they looked back now on their experiences and can take the lessons from within.
I lost the connection.
Okay. Can you still hear me? Hello?
It's going in and out.
Okay, we'll keep trying. I can hear you.
Okay, we'll keep talking. I'm going to just assume that on the radio that it's going out all right.
Okay. Sometimes that happens with Skype also. So really what the book is about is I wanted to put out a product that fulfills my mission, which is to inspire women to live deeper, more authentic and inspired lives. But at the same time, there are so many amazing women like yourself that I met over the last 5 years of Aspire, and they have a wisdom to share. And what broke my heart is there's so many women that just had no access to a publisher, to the market, to the venue, to be able to share that story. So when we launch Inspired Living Publishing, it will be a series of inspirational books written by women and for women. And our mission is to give women a voice, and that means all women, and to bring their stories to life. With the mission that the stories will inspire, uplift, and transform the reader's lives. So it's like part of this whole global mission that I launched last year called Mission to Inspire 100,000 Women. So the book and the stories is all part of really the overall mission of everything I do, which is I don't want women to give up. I don't want women to see their current circumstances as all there is, because I've been through a lot, and believe me, I've hit bottom quite a few times, and I always kept my eyes on the light knowing that it would have to get better. And when they read the stories in these books, in A Juicy, Joyful Life, they'll see firsthand and experience the feelings that these women went through. And I want to give them hope. I mean, I think we all need that.
So beautifully said, Linda. I love that. I'm going to actually listen to this show again when it comes up on air, because I love the way you spoke about giving women the opposite of what most media is giving them, which is all about the superficial. You know, get this handbag or this dress or put this kind of makeup or cover your wrinkles or, get a swimsuit body.
Thigh lift, you know, everything in mass media and in advertising, as you know, is about you are not good enough.
Yes.
Okay? So that is the message, woman, and I'm 48, but I have a 26-year-old daughter, and I have nieces from 21 all the way down to newborn this week. And all I can think of is, my God, look at these young ones growing up, the messaging that they will never be enough, because unless they own this, accomplish this, then they have no value. Well, what my vision was when we first launched Aspire was enough. I'm going to create a publication that is all about living from the inside out instead of the outside in, a place where women can turn to and say, I am enough just as I am. So, I mean, we hand-select our advertisers, our content, because I want women to know that everything they need is outside themselves. And it took me 35 years to figure this out. Everything we need is actually contained within. You just have to go inward.
So well said, and we're going to be going,
we're going to go to that because of the economy.
Absolutely. We're going to go to a quick break right now. And sure. When we return, I'm really looking forward to hearing more and more about the inspiration that you have to share. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy live with Lynette. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, Linda has so many juicy, joyful things to share with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We're back on Opening to Ecstasy with Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. Please feel free to email me with any questions or comments. My email is lynette@openingtoecstasy.com, and you can get that from my site, openlivenow.com. My guest today is inspirational publisher and speaker Linda Joy. Could you give your contact information for our listeners, Linda?
Sure. First, of course, I have to share a free subscription offer because I'm determined that we're going to give away 100,000 subscriptions to Aspire magazine. So if they would like to claim a free subscription, they can go to subscribetoaspire.com, and that actually comes with 60 free gifts. And, of course, juicyjoyfullife.com to get a copy of the book and meet all the authors, including Lynette and many others, and little bit more about what we do.
Wonderful. Thank you, Linda. So we were talking about A Juicy Joyful Life and Aspire magazine and your motivation behind publishing inspirational information for women and creating a venue for women to be able to publish their inspirational pieces and thoughts and going deeper rather than just looking at, you know, how to get this boyfriend or how to change this or that about your body. So, Linda, I'd like to hear about your own personal story of inspiration. You said you've hit rock bottom a number of times and continued looking to the light, and I would love to hear your inspirational story. Could you share that with us?
Sure. Well, my daughter Nikki's now a little over 26. Well, back when she was born, I was a welfare mom. I was a single welfare mom. And I look back now, I can say little, if any, self-esteem. I know that just from the choices I made. But she was the catalyst for change, and I knew I wanted to change. I just didn't know how. When she was about 5 years old, the welfare department offered a job training program, and I jumped into it. And I know that was one of, like, there's always moments in your life that you say it's a turning point or a catalyst, and that was just one of them for me. It was like I was surrounded with, I think it was about 18 other women, and I was one of the few that had a car. And we used to go consignment shopping because back then in that program, you had to go 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, just like a job, and they paid for your children to be in daycare so you could, you know, gather this education, and it was an office technology program. And while we were in that program, I remember being shocked, like, hello, I can barely afford diapers, and you want me to buy office clothes? And that's when we found our first consignment shop, and I would drive the girls around on Saturdays. We might have only had $10 or $20 to spend, and would go and try on different clothes for school. And what happened one day was this woman, a little bit older than I am, so probably about 26, 27, she had three children. She came out of the dressing room that day at this consignment shop. And even though I couldn't name it then, I can still remember everything about that day now. But what happened is when she walked out, she had this little shirt on and a simple blouse. But it was how she was looking at herself in the mirror. It was almost like, oh, my God, I can do this. There is hope. Maybe I can change my life. It was this look in her eyes, the way her shoulders were back. It was like, for a moment, she believed. Now, as I said, I didn't know what I was seeing that day, but I remember it touched me to my core. So I finished the job training program. Life goes on. You think you forget about a moment in time. But about 3 years later, I just knew I had to leave corporate America. It wasn't for me. My family wanted to have a heart attack. I was finally respectable. And yeah, I just said, I can't do this. It's sucking the life out of me. So I've known for a long time that I'm sensitive to energy. And what happened, excuse me, I just lost my voice. And what happened was, I walked away from that job and took the $2,500 I had in a 401k, the first 401k I ever had, and decided, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to open a consignment shop so I can help other low-income women feel good about themselves. So with no experience, no idea what I was getting myself into, I opened one, and within 2 years, hired my first part-time employee and grew on the second year, and by year six, I won Welfare to Work Entrepreneur of the Year for the state of Mass. But through
that's
journey, so sorry about that.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. Through that journey, what I discovered was I loved working with women. And the biggest thing, without even realizing it had happened, was all women want, especially when we're struggling, whether it's relationship, whether it's our children, whether it's finances, is we need to believe. And we need hope. And a lot of people have asked me, when you say you have to believe, are you talking about God? You're talking about this? I say, whatever it is for you, I'm not there to say what someone's journey should be. All I'm saying is we all need something to believe in. So I like to stay neutral and say, if we can all look outside ourselves and believe there's something bigger than us, imagine, just to have that power to believe that something else is possible for our lives. But women that came in the store, I discovered, them knowing my background, because all the local media picked it up, knowing I had been a battered woman, knowing I had been a welfare mom, I didn't realize it, but just the decisions I had made in my life had helped them have hope. So I started speaking at shelters, battered women shelters, homeless shelters, and different places like that, and I remember being petrified. Man, what do I have to say to these women? But right before I would have to go speak, I would get this unbelievable peace, and I would just say, let me say a words that, like, I would never try to speak to the group because that was too intimidating. I would tell myself I was speaking to one woman in the audience who might hear something and not give up hope that her life could be different. So I did that for 11 years. The store grew from 600 square feet to 4,800 square feet. And through that journey, I transformed again, got married, got divorced, became seriously ill. And each time I got knocked down, I just got back up. So I know it sounds like I'm making it as easier than it is, but I'm going to say all I can say is when you are in the darkest spot, you can either choose to look at everything as a dark tunnel where you don't see anything. I can remember visualizing, feeling like I was in a dark tunnel at my lowest point, but always seeing this one speck of light in my, because I see a lot in my dreams. So I would see this one speck of light, and instead of focusing on the darkness, I would focus on that speck of light. And then slowly it would get bigger and bigger. So some of the things I like to share that I transformed my life and I still use to this day is exactly what I'm doing with my life now. It's the written word of others. As I shared in the introduction in the book, when I turned my life around, I didn't know where to start. I had no role models, no mentors, except books. So books became my mentor and role models, Marianne Williamson, Florence Scovel Shinn. I read them all, and the written word became a catalyst for change for me. So I giggle now that the universe has such a sense of humor that now I'm the one bringing the inspirational words of others to life when it was the inspirational words of those authors that changed my life. So I say to people, you have to transform where you are. You have to keep looking towards the light, whatever that light may be for you, and fill yourself and surround yourself with things that lead you that way. Do you notice that with, in the stories in the book, did you notice that one thread throughout, Lynette, that no matter what all 41 women experienced, because everyone's journey is different, that each of the 41 women discovered the lessons within the pain that they went through, and they're now using those lessons to help others? Did you find that when you read co-author's stories?
Yes, that was a definite theme, and it's interesting because we didn't all speak to each other and say that we were going to do that. I mean, I know that you asked us for, you know, inspirational stories, but everyone in their own way went through a journey that brought them, you know, from a dark place into the light, and it was very beautiful how it wove together.
Well, the most amazing part was, as a publisher, and you know, most of these, the women are from all over the country and one from Canada, and this was the guidelines to share as authentically and as honestly the moment in their lives that was transformational for them. It was the moment when they realized that the lessons of the past were done, and they were taking them and moving forward, but they were no longer carrying the weight of the past. They were now taking those lessons and moving forward. And I like to say in the light. And when I say in the light, it just means more energetically in the light, because you know when you're in pain, we're heavy, and that's normal. But a lot of these women, at that point in their journey, because we all have periods of light and dark because we go through life and transformation. But I was amazed that when the stories of all these women came through, that they all fit and interconnected so beautifully, which as a publisher was amazing to witness. But I took the time to interview, as you know, Lynette, each one of them, the woman in the book, because it was important that I brought together the energy that I wanted.
We're going to have to hold that thought right there. So hold that thought, and we're going to go to a quick break. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and when we return, Linda will continue with her thought. We'll be right back.
Mackenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, live with Annette. Radio.
You were speaking about how the stories of the different authors from A Juicy, Joyful Life were weaving together, and I don't think you got to finish your thought. Would you like to pick up where you left off?
It's amazing to me that 41 women who never met each other came together to share their truth in intimate moments in their life. But when the book was done and released to the world, the feedback that we received was as if each story, like an individual story, was speaking right to that person. And I think the 41 women, that their journey was so, the way they shared it was so raw and authentic that it can relate to any woman. Because every woman has experienced what some of these women have experienced. So the truth throughout the book was truly felt by the readers, and I think that is why we reached bestseller so quickly, because of the honesty of each of you that was in it. And that's what the vision of everything I do at Aspire and Inspired Living Publishing is, to bring the written word and bring the truth and inspiration of the written word to women. And some people say, well, Lynn, you know, why not men? And I go, you know, when I first started Aspire 5 years ago, it was actually called Aspire Magazine for Body, Mind, and Spirit. And it was made either way. Anybody could read it. But then I had an awakening probably 18 months in and said, that's not what I'm meant to do. I had held my first women's event, and it was called Love, Light, and Laughter. I'm a goofball, so it was amazing. A day and a half event, 40 speakers, and I knew in that moment this is what I'm meant to do, to bring women together, to inspire them, to discover the tools within. And I switched my whole magazine because I followed my heart. I aligned it with who I was. And that's one of the biggest things that I try to speak when I speak to women like yourself or authors or coaches and consultants that I work with mentoring, is you have to be authentic. And as you found out, all these stories, all these women that came forward, everything we do with Aspire comes down to that word, inspiration, authenticity, and giving people hope.
Yes, and I subscribe to Aspire magazine, and the stories, every single one of them is worth reading. It's really, usually if there's, well, I don't normally read magazines, and there'll be a few that I'll look at, maybe one article in the magazine. And when I get your Aspire magazine, I find every article has something of value to me personally. And I felt the same with A Juicy, Joyful Life. And it was interesting that there would be several different women writing on maybe a relationship situation that wasn't going well, but they would have their own experience and a different outcome. And, you know, each person went through their process differently and came out the other side, you know, in a more powerful way. But for one woman to get in touch with her power could be leaving the relationship. And for another woman, it's healing the relationship and becoming stronger in herself that way. And I was moved by the stories myself.
It is, it's every woman's truth. So even though it was 41 women sharing the story, the energy, intention, and message behind each story is every woman's truth. And as I've discovered through the following that Aspire has built over the last 5 years, is woman 35, I want to say 35 to 45, but especially right now in the late 30s, they're getting this, I like to say it's an inner awakening, but they don't know it yet. All they know is they have this uneasiness about them. They feel guilty for wanting more out of life because the world has told them, well, you have the house, you have the 2.5 kids, you have the picket fence. It should be enough for you. But guess what? These women are waking up, and I like to tell them, it's your soul speaking to you. It isn't enough. You've been wearing a mask for so many years that what's happening is you became disconnected from your authentic self. So when these uneasiness comes, I like to say, listen to it. But they're so fearful because they don't want to let down the mask. So in fact, we just announced the other day the second book from Inspired Living Publishing, and it's called Embracing Your Authentic Self. And it will be about women who stepped forward and had that calling and stepped forward and started removing. They went through the journey of removing the mask. Because for many of us, first it's the mask when you're a young child. Be a good girl. Go to college. Do this. That suddenly for some of us, especially myself, I wasn't made to fit in those molds. I mean, I dropped out of high school. I had my own way and journey and path to go. But because I tried so many years to be what everyone else in the world was, I had to wear masks to exist. And over the last 15, 20 years, it's like an onion. I've been peeling off the mask. It's kind of like Julia Roberts. Remember the movie where she ran away from all the grooms? And in that one movie...
Oh, Runaway Bride?
Runaway Bride. And in the movie, do you remember the part where she said she didn't know what kind of egg she liked because she always ate whatever the man... Well, I remember Richard Gere lying out all the eggs all different ways. And I'm like, when that happened, I go, oh, my God, that's me. I have no idea because I became what everyone needed to me in my 20s and probably my early 30s, that I had lost myself. And that is what's happening right now more than ever, and I'm noticing the awakening is happening faster and faster for more and more women, and they're just waking up going, whose life is this? And I want to say, oh, yeah, baby. And I want them to listen. So the women that are already starting to step forward, we just announced the book last week, is it's going to be brave stories because it could be women that woke up one day in a corporate job or maybe a lawyer that just woke up one day and said, what am I doing? My soul is dying here. And let's say they walked away from corporate America to follow their bliss. One woman's story could be about that. Another could be that they woke up one day in a 20-year relationship and said, what did I do? Those are the kinds of authentic stories I want because they're every woman's story. And we're going to keep the journaling prompts the same because that's really important to me and all the books I publish. That women go deeper. I don't want them to just read a story.
Could you tell the listeners about the journaling prompts?
Yeah.
What you're referring to with that?
The journaling prompts in A Juicy, Joyful Life. Every chapter is followed by three journaling prompts, three questions that get the woman and the readers to go deeper into the stories. Well, that is what sets our co-authored books apart from any other book out there. I didn't just want a book of stories. I wanted a book of inspiration that said to women, if you're reading this author's story and it elicits any kind of emotion from you, fear, joy, anger, sadness, then there's a message within it for you. Okay? So take the time and answer the three questions that follow the chapter. And the whole point of that was, don't bury the emotions that come up, because your soul is giving you a message. Take the time to answer the questions and go a little deeper within. So I've been getting great feedback from women who are saying, you're challenging us, Linda. You're challenging us not to just turn the pages, not just to read the words, but feel the words. And as I said earlier in this call, to me, the written word has energy. And that's why a lot of what I put out in the world is called The Power of Story to Transform Lives. It was the inspirational words of others 20, 25 years ago that helped me change my life and still do. I'm an avid book geek. I read 2 books a week. If you see my office right now, I have stacks of books. So for a book geek like me, becoming a publisher is like Christmas every day, because I live in a little town with a small post office, and every time I walk in, the guy goes, Linda, another book in the mail, because all the publishing houses send it. So where some women love chocolate, I love getting books in the mail. And well, I'm living my passion, and in doing so, I feel like I'm also fulfilling my spiritual mission, which is to inspire women to never give up, to live deeper, more authentically. And that's also what I want for everyone. A woman like you, Lynette, I want them to say, I'm not going to settle. It's not going to be easy. I'm not going to give up. But I'm meant to bring my passion to life.
Now, on that wonderful note, I would like to say that this is Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Could you give your contact information one more time quickly before we go to break, Linda?
Sure. They can get the free Aspire subscription at subscribetoaspire.com. If they want to learn more about the book that we have coming out, they can go to inspiredlivingpublishing.com.
Fabulous. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Annette, radio for your body and soul.
And we've been talking today with the inspirational publisher and speaker, Linda Joy. And Linda has made a very generous offer. It's been her mission to inspire 100,000 women by giving them free the Aspire magazine. And it's a wonderful magazine. Don't just think because it's free that it's not worth much. It's a really wonderful magazine with incredible content, excellent writers. And she is very selective about the advertisers she has in the magazine. Everything is really very uplifting and has an amazing depth to it. I encourage anyone to take her up on her offer. And there's also other free gifts, but just the magazine subscription alone is fabulous. And Linda, you said some about another opportunity that women have for getting their inspirational stories out there. Could you say more about that again? I know you have like another book you're going to be doing, and then there's also some...
We have multiple projects for women to get involved with. As I said, my mission with Inspired Living Publishing is to give all women a voice, and we'll be providing traditional, which is print, publishing opportunities, and non-traditional, which is digital. So as I mentioned, we are interviewing authors now for Embracing Your Authentic Self. They can get that information at Inspired Living Publishing. But we also are excited that at no cost, women can submit stories to our whole series of inspirational ebooks, which you can learn about at wisdomforwomenebooks.com, like Dare to Be Bold, Wisdom of Midlife Woman, Cultivating Gratitude. And what my vision is with this is, there are some women who aren't in the financial position to be able to afford to be in a print book, but I still believe that everyone has a wisdom to share, and I want to give women the options to be able to get their wisdom out to the world, because that wisdom in those words could be what changes someone else's life. So Wisdom for Women eBooks is about giving women a voice and a venue to help our mission of inspiring women across the world. So we publish the stories in a beautiful eBook, and we release them out to the world. They get a bio and everything. It's a great for bringing awareness to their own work they're doing in the world. But at the same time, just think of it as love, light, and inspiration going out. And it's just like a pet project of mine that I love to do. And it's win-win. It gives aspiring writers a chance to be seen, but it also gives the everyday woman who just knows that she has a wisdom to share, it gives her a place to be heard. And we've launched one called The Power of a Mother's Love. The second one comes out in a couple of weeks, The Wisdom of a Midlife Woman. And we're collecting stories now on, I think, three other titles that are all going to be released in January. So I would love to hear from your listeners. They can visit the site and get all the information.
It's so beautiful, Linda, how you yourself were inspired through the written word and through, well, your own life story, and then your life story being inspired by hearing other women's stories, and then you're choosing to pass that on and continuing this circle of connection and stories and inspiration. I know that women used to come together a lot more regularly and speak to each other and share with each other. And oftentimes I've wanted to keep people, when there's been a more oppressive, you know, regime in certain areas, they want to keep women apart because they know that there's a power in sharing the story. Can you speak just a few words about the power of transformation with the story? I know you've spoken of that some, but,
I would love to, Lynette. What I really believe is this. Think about it. Since the beginning of time, how do people share their history, their family history, their tribe history? It was with story, generation to generation. So from the beginning of time, words have had energy. Well, now, of course, everything's the written word. Think of it, even with the Internet, with everything that we're bombarded with, if we're not selective behind the words we read, which are our energy and feed us, then we can't look towards the light. So my belief is this. If each of us speak our authentic truth, and share it through the power of story, which in this case happens to be the written word and not the spoken word, we have the power to transform other people's lives. And to me, that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's what we need to do to see the shift that has to occur, it is occurring, for women and for all the young girls coming up. So when I say, every time I hear the power story transform lives, it's speak your truth, ladies, come out, share your raw moments, share the moments of pain and all this, because in sharing a story, we give others hope. So when I use those words, it's really about bringing the words to paper with the intention behind that purpose being to inspire and give hope to others. So I may use it a little differently than others use it, but I have this intention and this vision that words have energy. And I just shared this on another show last week. Ever since Aspire was born, because I like to say she was birthed, but I don't know, everyone says I gave birth to her, and I like to say she gave birth to me, because my growth has been amazing since she was born.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. From the very first issue, back then I was print, and as you know now, we're a digital interactive live platform. Back then, you had to do a disc and go to the printer. I would bless every disc with an intention, and I still do it to this day, but not just for Aspire now, for every project I put out in the world, and it says, may one word, one sentence, one paragraph contain the wisdom, energy, and love to transform one woman's life. And that's it. That's as simple as it comes down to, is I want what I put out into the world to be able to touch someone else's life. Even though the magazine now reaches women across the world, I'm blessed if one woman makes a different decision based on someone's wisdom that she read in the magazine. then Aspire is a success. And from what we've heard, we've touched on thousands of lives. And isn't that the best blessing of all?
Absolutely.
So to me, I just feel like life has come full circle. Does that mean that when, like I told you when, before the call, I have a tough name to live up to, Joy, you know? I'm always in a great mood. Plus, I have an inspirational magazine, so it's a tough, you know, role to carry. But I giggle all the time because it doesn't mean, some people say you're always upbeat, you're always this. Does it mean that I don't go through life struggles, have the same getting knocked down that I did 3 or 4 years or 10 years ago? Of course I do. But it's how I choose to look at every moment that is the shift in my life. And I can finally name that now. The situations still come at me, whether it's finances, health, relationships. They are no different than anyone else's experience in. The difference in my own personal journey of transformation is how I looked at things then and how I look at things now. And now I don't look at them as a victim. I go, okay, this is life happening. It is in the light. I know I've gone through worse things. I can come through this too. And so I think it's just a shift in attitude. Is
absolutely.
Really,
that's so well said, Linda. We've come to the end of the show, and those are wonderful words to end with, shifting from more of a victim mentality to being personally empowered. And I think that A Juicy Joyful Life has 41 examples of that, of women having that shift in attitude that gives them the juicy, joyful life. They still might have struggles and hardships, but they view it differently. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Linda. You've done just a beautiful job sharing inspiration, and I always feel inspired after talking to you, and I think your name suits you beautifully.
thank you.
Tell your mother again, she did a beautiful job with that. And I also appreciate everyone listening today. Thank you for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me I really do appreciate each and every one of you, just in a hurry at the end. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific. And I'll meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.